Hello, everybody, and welcome to the IFSEC Insider podcast, Security in Focus. So my name's Mark Glover. Regular listeners to the podcast might be pricking their ears up at this point, as you can usually find me on the another podcast called The Safety Conversation with SHP, where I'm editor at SHP Online, the safety and health practitioner. And it's great also to be involved with this episode. In fact, this is a first of three mini episodes, part of a small series on lithium ion batteries and the fire risks around them. It's a topic I think that straddles both safety and security, so I'm really pleased to be able to come in here and sort of link this all up. But also, it's great for me on this first episode, and I think you guys, the audience as well, because joining me, we really do have one of the experts in this field, and that's Matt Humby, who is the Senior Technical Sales Consultant at Fire Chief Global. Now, Matt has more than 22 years experience in the fire industry. He's worked with leading extinguisher manufacturers to help them gain full EN3 approval and fire ratings under EN3 for their products. He's worked in conjunction with LPCB and Lloyd's Register. He's run his own fire safety business, providing all types of fire and safety products to the UK and Europe, and has dealt with international corporations such as General Motors Europe, Bentley Motors, Nissan UK, just to name a couple. And he's also worked within the public sector as well, with organisations such as the police, local authorities and schools. So, yeah, really delighted to say that hopefully Matt's on the other end of the line now. Hi, Matt. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Hi, Mark. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for inviting me on this podcast, which I hope going to find it interesting.
Absolutely. No, thanks for coming. I think they will. And just about to come, you know, the fact we're doing this is just to outline really how this is going to work. It's such a big topic. We're actually doing three mini episodes in a mini series. So, and just to explain a bit more about that, each podcast will be approximately 20 minutes long. So this first one, what me and Matt are going to do is just sort of contextualize where we are when it comes to lithium ion batteries at the moment. Touch on some of the incidents, also touch on risk assessments, or the lack of, may I say, and I'll come on to that in a bit later. And then in the next episode, we'll be touching on the legislation, you know, what regulation, what standards are there, or what standards need to be there. And also, which is quite special, I think, in this, we're going to be talking about the first four steps of an eight-step plan around mitigating the risks of lithium-ion batteries, the proactive steps you can take, which Matt and his team have actually come up with. So really well placed to be able to talk through this. Then in the third and final episode, we'll look at these final four steps of this plan, the reactive actions you can take, if you like. And then we'll finish up, I guess, just sort of reflecting on what we've discussed and really what needs to happen going forward. I've touched on it there, that this is a really big talking point on SHP and IFSEC. We get a lot of engagement with readers. And actually, Matt, I think there's a bit of a knowledge gap here. And I'll bring you in now, if you don't mind. I wonder what you hope people can take from this series coming up, if it is about education or communication. Do you think that's one of the goals we're trying to do here among our peers?
Yes, Mark. I mean, I thought about this, and really the best thing about being on this podcast is really to offer a voice and some education on the whole risk surrounding lithium ion battery fires. So I do really appreciate the opportunity. And it is, education is really key. And that was even highlighted in a government document that they've recently released on e-scooters and e-bikes. And even they've put in there, education is really key on this emerging risk.
Absolutely. Let's sort of go back to 101, if you like. You know, we've got time here. So do you mind setting the scene for us, given your position and what your experience and you've worked in? Can you give us some context, really? Like, we know that lithium is a given the energy transition, it's going to be a big part of our lives going forward. But how ubiquitous is the use of lithium ion batteries in society at the moment? What sort of products are they used in, if you don't mind just refreshing it?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, first of all, you know, let's not all sort of run out of our homes and offices down the road like crazy. People throwing away the lithium batteries because they're all going to suddenly go into thermal runaway. You know, they're not. They are very safe indeed. So let's just get this message out. You know, OEMs of batteries take safety extremely important in the manufacture and design of them, and they have to meet very strict and stringent EN standards, especially if they're manufactured and imported into the UK and Europe. So they are very, very safe products, and key, as I said, to OEM manufacturing of them is a really high thing. You know, a business can fail if they've got a bad batch of batteries. We're obviously got lithium ion batteries in all of our products now, and the exponential growth in sales of e-bikes and e-scooters has just led to more technology coming through with batteries. You know, they're becoming smaller, lighter, more powerful, which we will talk about further on in this podcast. So they're everywhere. However, we are seeing an increase in fires. So we just need to be mindful of them as a product. Let's have a mindset change and view them differently. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, sure. And I think that's really important. Actually, very easy to throw the get carried away, I guess, or sort of get hand-wringing about it. But it is really about being sensible, communication, and filling in those knowledge gaps. And I think as a sector, we're very good at that. And it's just sort of using things like this yourself, Matt, just to absorb that information and then practically move things forward.
Yeah, exactly. And as I said, it's a complete mindset change, but education is key on how to understand lithium-ion batteries. And I just hope, you know, if everyone stays on for all three episodes and they don't turn off in the first 5 minutes of me going on, they will at the end have a much better understanding of these products. And of course, some safety tips, which are free. Some of these safety tips you can do and it will take you seconds.
Listen, I'm conscious of what you just said. I'm now going to ask you a question about some of the incidents that have taken place, because perhaps it is, you know, just to get some context of issues that have taken place. But Matt, when did these risks around the batteries really start to make themselves known? I know perhaps the first real case, I think I remember hearing about Samsung phones overheating and stuff. Do you think this was when it started to come into people's sphere and knowledge, and that's when people started to take notice?
Yeah, I mean, looking back, social media is a brilliant medium because we're getting instant news. You know, we're getting those instant videos of fires and lithium battery fires. So we're getting that instant news. We didn't have that back in the 80s. And I always go back to the 1980s when we do our CPDs. And going back then, you know, to try and get some history on lithium batteries is okay, but the fire instances were not there. But there's been two key ones which really highlighted it for me about this risk. Yeah, Samsung phones. Back in about 2016, they had an issue with one of their phones and they had to do a recall, basically. And it was based on roughly a negative electrode, which was defective in the battery. And that was probably because they were trying to provide a phone that was very small and thin. And they had a couple of issues with the manufacturing of certain components inside. Now, I think they recalled about 2 million handsets, which is, you know, a phenomenal amount. They didn't have 2 million fires, but they had enough fires to get that recall back. And it put them back, basically, as a business. And it was a worrying time for them because obviously they were fighting against Apple, which is, you know, their big competitor. So we saw these videos of these phones, and then from that they did learn an awful lot, and obviously they've become safer. The second real big incident, and some people may have heard of it, some may not.
Yeah.
It basically was called the UPS Airlines Flight 6.
Right.
A cargo airline plane.
Yeah.
And it was basically flying from Dubai over to Cologne. And basically, it was the first fatal crash UPS Airlines had. And the crash prompted a re-evaluation of safety procedures and protecting airliners and cockpit from smoke. And obviously, you know, the passengers and the flight crew on board. There wasn't any passengers on this. There was only two flight crew. But they had a whole new evaluation of that.
Yeah.
In very basic terms, they were carrying pallet cargo of about 80,000 lithium-ion batteries.
Right.
And in the report, it basically said that one of the batteries had a thermal event and it caught fire in the cargo hold of this cargo plane. And the cargo hold of the plane was actually underneath where the cockpit was and where the quarters for the two pilots were.
Yeah.
And the pilots realized this because this cargo area had a smoke detector, but it didn't have any suppression system.
Yeah.
So they knew they had an issue. Anyway, they go through all their safety procedures and in effect, they had to turn back to Dubai to try and land the aircraft. Now, the fire took hold very, very quickly indeed. Yeah. It basically burnt through some of the technical wiring inside. The cargo hold should have held. They're fire-rated cargo holds in these cargo planes. But, you know, the temperatures rose so dramatically.
Absolutely,
You know, it penetrated that. And unfortunately, in effect, both pilots died. One of them died before the plane crashed. There was a cutoff of oxygen and obviously they had toxic smoke and gas coming through into the cockpit area. And the other pilot, you know, he lost control and basically the aircraft crashed away from the airport. And I think he did save a lot of lives by doing that.
Yeah.
Now, from this report, obviously this was a very high level fire incident, and from this report new procedures were put in place, especially for the cargo and transportation of lithium ion batteries. Yeah. But you know, it certainly shook up that whole industry and that whole airline industry about lithium ion batteries on cargo planes.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for sharing that, Matt. As you say, it's an extreme almost, isn't it? You know, an aircraft that's involved, but it is extraordinary, really, what happened. Very, very tragic as well. But again, just shows the dangers that we have here. So it sort of takes me on to my next point, Matt, and sort of actually circling back to what we were talking about, this idea around awareness and perhaps a knowledge gap that our audience is feeling in this sector, and tangibly as well. We've spoken about this before, haven't we, Matt? On SHP Online, we published an article around some research. In fact, it was some research that you guys put together, which is good. And it revealed that worryingly, 85% of the survey that was put out had no risk assessment in place for lithium ion batteries. I mean, those stats, as a journalist, that sort of really jumps out at me, and this continues to jump out at me as well, and is probably a reason for doing this podcast. And what do you think of that?
It was really interesting. So we do our CPDs, you know, our Fire Chief Global CPDs, and we put out these polls because we do it on our own webinar. And, you know, we're going to keep doing this to gain more data. Yeah. But 85% of organisations haven't considered a fire risk assessment for lithium batteries that they store or they hold or they manufacture. That's a massive number. And it just shows that education, again, and I'm sorry, I'll keep repeating myself, but it's a real need for this. 15% said they had done a fire risk assessment. Now, the interesting thing is, out of those 15%, did all 15% have a lithium battery fire? Did 5% have one? Did 10% have one? So these are all questions that need to be asked. But looking at the risk of lithium batteries in your workplace should 100% come under the fire risk assessment. And I think we're going to touch on that, the fire safety order, in episode 2. But it's key, you know, but let's put it into context. If you're a very small business with just 2 laptops and 2 mobiles, you know, your risk is going to be very, very low indeed. Yeah, but if you're a business that's storing, say, 200-300 laptops, if you recycle batteries, 100% you need to do a fire risk assessment on this, you know, this risk with lithium ion batteries. So it just shows, and I don't mean this in a nasty way, the lack of awareness, but we're trying to change that, and there are many good fire risk assessors out there trying to change that as well. So it's you know, it just shows the need for more information.
Absolutely. Thanks for looking ahead. You're right. We're going to touch on the regulations in the next episode, actually, Matt. And probably it's a good place to bring this first mini episode to an end. It's been fascinating. It's gone really quickly, hasn't it? And there's so much more that we can talk about, Matt, which I'm looking forward to in the next couple of episodes. So, we packed in a fair bit. Make sure you do stay tuned, as Matt alluded to, where we'll be focusing on standards, the regulation I've got here, or lack of, and also starting the first half of that 8-step plan around mitigating the risks. I really want this to be a takeaway session where it's a practical element for you to take away. And as Matt said, you don't get too much for free, do you? But I think this is really good stuff that you can implement as well. So Matt's going to be talking us through that on the next episode. So Matt, thanks for coming on. I'm really looking forward to having you on the next episode.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Matt.
Okay, so we'll see you next time. But before that, if you do want to head to IFSEC and also SHP, we've got a back catalogue of all our other podcasts, which cover an array of different topics. I'll include a link below in the show notes, so you'll be able to find them there. And then you can also subscribe to the SHP newsletter as well, which is published twice weekly. And don't forget to follow us from wherever you're listening on your podcast. And yes, just to say again, make sure you come back for the next episode. From myself and Matt, see you next time.